This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
You guys, what is it? Tuesday? Oh my goodness.
It's Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Oh my God. I just need to go to bed.
Waffle Wednesday.
Let there be waffles.
There's waffles. I get it.
We must all have waffles forthwith.
Happy Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Remember the other day when we had waffles?
I was going to say, I'm sorry, is there waffles or?
I wish there was. I wish every Wednesday was Waffle Wednesday.
It absolutely should be. Dale, by the way, 4 minutes, 32 seconds.
Okay, what's the difference in your travel time if you go down one way and or down the other?
A matter of seconds.
Oh, so there's no difference.
26 seconds is the difference.
So 26 seconds shorter if you come down the Tyner Road
yes,
way?
Yes, yes, yes.
Still not worth it.
I prefer Tyner Road, though.
Dangerous out there. It's dark. That left turns. I'm telling you.
I almost got killed by a tractor trailer trying to come over on me going the other way, so I'll take Sandy Ridge Road.
All right. First thing this morning I want to do, right after I play George Burge here, is check the ice level in our cups.
Oh, I forgot about that.
As soon as we get this song out of the way here, I want to check the level in the cups. We've been testing. The Yeti is competing against the Stanley Quencher to see who holds ice the longest.
I kind of want to go ahead and shake it right now.
No, don't do it.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it.
Coming up next.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire. It'll light me up.
All right, to catch you 6 o'clock clubbers up, you early birds. Yesterday, it's sort of been an ongoing discussion about these Stanley Quencher cups that people are so crazy over. They're tearing the doors down at Target trying to get that pink one that they're releasing. You got a pink one and a red one. But Annie already had one, and I got a Yeti, a similar thing for Christmas from the kids. So we're having a little
ice off.
Yeah. So check the ice level now. We put ice in them yesterday at what time was it?
10:25 a.m.
10:25. Let's see how much ice is left in each of the cups. And while you're doing that,
I'm feeling heavy.
I had to go and check because you got to believe that Stanley has increased their revenue by a tremendous amount. Stanley says that they have reported $676 million increase in revenue over the last 4 years thanks to these Stanley Quencher cups. $678 million.
Now we filled up Dale's cup because it was smaller to the very rim. We filled it up with ice and dumped it into my cup so that we would have the exact same amount of ice in our cups. So I'm going to take the tops off. I got to say, all right, here we go. From the looks of it, I thought I was going to have more melting than you did, but I didn't. It looks pretty even to me, Dale. Can you see that? Pretty even. They've been sitting since 10:25 yesterday morning. I would say that they are about neck and neck.
See, on back up.
We're going to see how long they go for.
We're going to see how long it takes to go all the way to water. So you're going to have to do without your cup again today.
What happens if I do it over the weekend? Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeti's
locked back up.
It's only Wednesday. All right.
I dropped my lid.
All right. Well, she picks up her lid. It's pretty much what I expected because both cups seal completely up. There's no exposure to the outside. In this room, The temperature varies in here, but for the most part, it's pretty warm in here.
Yeah, someone jacked up it to 73 in here now.
Well, the thermostat's on automatic. It goes up after we leave.
So annoying.
So we like it a little cooler in here because the equipment puts off quite a bit of heat. And the temperature goes up and down. And in the winter, you wear a sweater. Then you take the sweater off. I already took one off. I'm down to a T-shirt now.
Then you'll get cold in a little bit. Put your sweatshirt back on.
Yeah, it's my Yellowstone shirt today, by the way.
I saw you over there. Is that a Walmart official or what?
I don't remember. No.
There's so much Yellowstone everywhere.
I actually think I got this maybe at Tractor Supply.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your...
Touch the Troops. Been doing this for a few years now. If you're new to the show, it's a little card campaign we do. So we can send messages of support and all that to troops around the world, stationed at various bases. They come and go a lot through North Carolina, especially through Raleigh. And we partner with the USO to get these cards to them, their families, their children. So it's time to start thinking. It officially kicks off Tuesday.
And we already have a couple of things underway. First of all, we know that next Friday after kickoff, we're going to have an event at Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville making cards. So if you want to come out and bring the kids and make a couple cards and hang out, play a board game, do something like that, we're going to be there to, you know, try to get you to come hang out with us. And on top of that, we have just spoken to the USO yesterday, who we take all the letters to. And they have requested that, you know, if people feel like it, they would like for people to not only send cards to the troops, but to military kids. So we decided we're going to extend our card making beyond that and do the military kids and the military service members. So, you know, you can address them to either one, but we've got the website already up too with all of the information for Touch the Troops.
Awesome. All the information is there. It's a lot. It's a lot to grasp if we're just trying to tell you about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. So it's on there, and you can look at it at your leisure and figure out what it is you want to do and how you want to do it. You don't have to make cards. You can buy them. It doesn't matter how you do it.
Right.
The important thing is that we get those cards out. We did 10,000 last year.
And again, if you don't want to spend the money on it, guess what? I'm going to have all the material for you at Under Par next week, and we're going to hope to do a couple of more little events like that leading up to our final day of doing it.
Right. And remember, the Under Par event is next Friday, mm-hmm. a week from Friday. So hope to see you there. That'll be fun. Card making, crafting.
Woo!
Y'all don't make fun of mine because they'll be ugly. I ain't too good at it.
Baby, why you want to cry? You really ought to know the world on fire.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Taylor Bryan. It's Andy Camp. Good morning to you. I don't know if you're aware of how many police chases there are in the triad. There's a lot. I've been witness to some. Have you ever been just driving along and it all of a sudden it's happening? It goes right by you? It's crazy.
I have never seen one in person.
Oh, I have.
Well, you're on the road, I guess, a lot more than I am, all over the place.
Tell you what, man, these troopers will run you down. Get that charger going.
Well, it's like the one I shared. I shared it on our Facebook page the other day. Literally a local Winston-Salem police chase. I think if I remember correctly, it was Salem Parkway or Business 40, if you're old.
Salem Parkway is new.
Yeah. And it was right before you get to 52. It was the 5th Street exit, I believe.
Okay, so that's where traffic starts to congest. If you're going from here to downtown Winston-Salem, it starts to congest there.
Yeah, it's right about there. And you just see, I guess somebody just happened to be filming, maybe saw the cop coming, flying or something, but they saw this car, like they got the car.
It was a dash cam video.
It was a cell phone video. It was like they just happened to, because they even said in the video, oh man, we got that all on camera.
Yeah,
like,
you sent it to me. I watched it.
It must have been, they just had their video up and it just happened that way. Anyways, you see this car just fly in front of everybody and it just decides last minute to get off that way, I guess, to get away from the police officer. Knocks through the 5th Street exit sign. Just destroys it. And so I'm just like, wow. First of all, to be the person to see that, I don't know. I know that we could probably get the audio for it off the video, because the only word that said it was the H word.
just like, who runs from the highway patrol? Who runs? You can't outrun them.
I'm trying to go back and see if I can watch it again really quickly so I can give you a better description of exactly what happened. Okay, so yes, there you see the state trooper flying behind this car, and out of nowhere, that car just happened to see its perfect opening and veered off. It was all the way in the left lane, veered across both lanes through the grass and blasted through that sign, continuing to go down Fifth Street. So the officer gets on the, where people are coming on from Fifth Street. He took that route to go chase after him down Fifth Street. And this is one of those moments where I don't know what happened leading up to this moment, but it's wild because sometimes I feel like going after him that way could have caused more damage and danger than just trying to meet back up with him a different way or letting him go or waiting and then trying to go slowly through the grass or something. I just feel like, is that at that point, is it like, you're in the moment. You're not going to let this bad guy get away. You got to get him at any cost. Like, what happens if someone was coming down that exit ramp?
I also wondered, I'm sure some of our cop buddies would be able to answer this question about when do you have to disengage from a high-speed chase? You know, when do you engage?
Yeah.
When do you disengage from a high-speed chase like that? You know, and it's like, when I watch these on the internet, like there'll be some video from the patrol vehicle, or there'll be, and it's scary to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm all kind of drawn up just watching it, especially when it really reaches high speeds and you're barely missing cars.
Yeah. Well, see, and then I realized watching this video again, another trooper, I guess, was a little bit behind the one that was right on the guy's butt.
Yeah.
And he ended up going down he saw him go that way. So he followed him down the exit. So to see this other guy cut all the way across traffic and then come on the, you know, on ramp just seems wild to me. You're putting your life in danger at that point, dude, over a police chase. I don't know. It's very movie-esque in this. And I'm not doubting the officer chasing after him. He's trying to do his job. I get it. I just kind of question those moments. Like you said, when do you disengage? What happens if you cause more damage doing it that way?
North Carolina's got the coolest troopers, though.
They do have. We do. I appreciate both these guys. I wish I knew more of the story of what actually happened, what that person did, why they were running, if they got him. You know, I got a million questions off this little 30-second clip.
Yeah, when I saw the clip, I'm like, first of all, I thought, oh, here's another one.
Yeah.
Because it seems like I see several, you know what I'm saying? But I wonder now, where do you disengage? Where do you go, okay, it's not worth it here. I gotta back off.
Yeah. And you know, if you want to see it, I did share it to the Wolf's Facebook page the other day. It's a couple posts down on our timeline, but you can't miss it.
Yeah. Okay, so check that out. But there's, you'd be surprised how many there are.
Yeah, and so if you were wondering why that Fifth Street design was destroyed, that is why.
Result of a high-speed chase. Okay.
Never wanted to be where I picked. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Well, I should have followed up Monday and totally didn't even think about it, but Mebane is going to be named home of the first Buc-ee's in North Carolina.
Did you really think Mebane was going to say no to Buc-ee's?
Absolutely not. It was a 5-0 vote. 5-0 vote.
Can they turn down that tax revenue? No.
Did you know that meeting on Monday started at 6 p.m. and ended at 2 a.m.?
Are you kidding?
It was an 8-hour
marathon.
Yes, and during those 8 hours, there were community members expressing both their opposition and support over bringing the Buc-ee's. And like I said, they just decided to approve it, 5-0 vote. It's like you went on for 8 hours for them to be unanimous.
Yeah, I realized that if you're a longtime Triad resident, longtime living in the Piedmont, and you've seen how things have changed and how this area has exploded, okay? And you can't, if you want to live that rural lifestyle, it's hard to do unless you live out, you know.
And that big plot of land, let's be honest, a lot of people were complaining about traffic or this or that or this or that. And it's like, every Buc-ee's I've been to, I get right off the highway and I zip right in.
They plan that meticulously. They know how to move traffic in and out of that place.
And it's not like people are maybe the grand opening of it, but it's not like people are lined up to get into the Buc-ee's. Okay, there's 120 gas pumps. There's plenty of room for everybody.
Anyway,
on top of that, they would have turned that into a warehouse or something out there. Might as well be something that everybody can utilize.
Yeah, and if you've ever been to one, you know, you get the vibe. People cannot resist going in this place.
It's the customer service for me, Dale, even in the bathrooms.
It's the brisket for me.
So nice. Oh, yeah, those briskets. I saw something bright and early this morning, and I said I absolutely have to put this on the top three.
All right.
Crocs. It's like Starbucks. I wait for your reaction.
I did an eye roll. You couldn't hear it, but I did it.
He did do it. I could hear it, though. The next Crocs collaboration is the Barney clog. Not Barney's department store, not Barney Fife the sheriff. I love you. You love me.
We're a happy
family. That Barney from my childhood.
All right.
And it is the cutest purple, pinkish Barney color
are these
on top.
Little baby Crocs?
No, these are men's and women's Crocs.
Shut up.
And there is like green on the very bottom tread and a couple of green spots like Barney has. And then, of course, there's Croc Gibbets, the ones that look like the little purple like toes or toenails or whatever. And then there's a charm on the back where it normally says Crocs on the flap. It says, you love me. And I do love you, Barney. I was a big Barney fan growing up, like obsessed with Barney. Not now. I won't wear those as an adult, but do love those very much.
I saw those boots in an unboxing.
The Croots.
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
These are so cute.
Oh, no.
I put my size in for women's, and it's all the sizes at this price, but I was just looking. $69.99. They could be yours.
$69.99 for shoes with holes in them.
Okay, last but not least, multiple school districts operating on a two-hour delay today. Some are closed. A quick rundown, though. The Alamance Burlington school system, 2 hours late to delay today. Allegheny County is closed. Davie County, 2 hours. Davidson, 2 hours. Elkin City Schools, 2 hours. Guilford, 2 hours. Lexington City Schools, 2 hour delay. Mount Airy, 2 hour delay. Randolph County, 3 hour delay. Rockingham, 2. Stokes, 2. Surrey, 2. Wilkes, 2. Of course! There is no update for Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools. This is my childhood all over again.
I'll tell you, that storm was really something else. I don't know if you've seen any of the video. Maybe all you had to do is look out your back door to see the damage. But I have a video that I want to share, that I want to show you, of a mutual friend of ours shot behind his house, and he has a lake now.
Yeah, it was pretty swampy in my yard yesterday too, real bad. Tons of people's power went out, but got back on. Shout out Duke Energy. Anybody else helping with the power lines yesterday?
I just checked the Duke Energy map. There are still over 20,000 people without power. They're still working to restore that. There's some serious damage. A lot of that around the Raleigh area.
You know, I ain't going to lie when I say this. Take it slow and easy today. All right? Who cares if you're a little late to work? And make sure, as always, you grab a biscuit or a coffee. Treat yourself.
And please watch out for downed limbs and stuff.
Even everywhere.
Even in our parking lot, there's a lot down. So just, be aware. Be careful.
Georgia.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. So if you've been following along, if you've been along for the ride here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, you know that we spent a fair amount of time talking about these crazy people after these Stanley Quencher cups and the recent fervor over these things, the pink and the red at Target, where people are basically bum rushing the store, waiting for the doors to open and charging in to grab a cup.
I just, I know we're doing this ice comparison.
We're going to get to that in a second.
I just think that they're going to be neck and neck. I don't think there's going to be much of a difference here with this ice melting thing.
Yesterday morning, we filled the cups with ice. At what time?
10:25 a.m.
All right, 10:25. So we're going to open them here, and we're going to check the ice level to see which one is doing better, or if either one of them is doing better at keeping the ice frozen. So here we go. My Yeti against her Stanley Quencher. 40 ounces in the quencher. I believe there's 30 in my Yeti.
Yes, but I would like to add that we filled up Dale's Yeti and then put the ice in my cup so that they had the exact same amount of ice in them because mine's bigger.
No one has the edge like that.
No, no one has the edge. Now, I don't know if volume or anything makes up for whether it's colder or not, but we're not getting into the technicalities of all this.
This ain't science.
Well, this is science.
Foiled.
But as of right now, Dale, neck and neck on the ice level. Now, we're keeping it till that sucker is water, but... Yeah. We could easily, maybe in a little bit, measure who's got more water sitting in the bottom for now to see.
Do we have a measuring cup here? I don't know.
It's called eyeballing. Dad, we got clear plastic cups.
This ain't science, again.
This is anti-science. We only numbers, okay?
It's girl science.
Yeah, it's girl science with girl math.
Yeah, exactly.
Measuring cups.
So nobody call me because of girl science, please. You don't call us over girl math. Don't call us over girl science. We're just playing around. It's just something fun.
But we had someone message us and said, hey, you got to try our brand of Stanley's. They're off brand. It's a promo place. And so we were like, okay, we'll give them a go. Well, the guy just showed up out of nowhere and brought them to us.
Out there in the dark with the cups in his hand.
We appreciate you, Travis. Thank you so much. And we cracked these bad boys open.
They're beautiful.
They look exactly like a stand, Sam. And I looked right at Dale. He looks like a kid on Christmas. And I said, not Dale being a Stanley girly now.
No, but I do wonder why
do they stand?
Why does they're beautiful too? They're like the rescue red color.
Yeah, that Yeti very had. Nice.
I wonder why is it that these turned out to be a girl thing?
We are questioning that now. Now I said that it's probably because of how they marketed them to people, and I think they started doing influencers and stuff. And I think that the bulk of it was females because they. I think it's always been a thing. Females like cups, and on top of that. Starbucks had a lot of ladies in a chokehold over all their different tumblers. They're coming out with them every season, every month, every other week, and they got a different theme. So I think that they were trying to take a spin on the whole Starbucks thing.
Okay.
But I really think it started hitting home for the females when you realized how much customization they could have. I do think men like customization, but I mean this in an accessory point of view, okay?
Yeah.
You could put jewelry on it. You can put sleeves on it, boots on it. You can dress it up, dress it down. You can add your little nameplate at the top of it. So many things that men would not do that ladies will absolutely. I mean, i.e. me, I literally ordered everything at once, the jewelry, the boot,
but
the
stoppers. I think about people I know that love coffee and who drink a tremendous amount of it. And, you know, and my dear old dad, dad just popped into my mind here for a second. Thinking about you up there, Dad. How much he loved coffee and how much he'd go, man, I get a lot of coffee in that.
Right.
You know, and he's not going to have a mug that doesn't, he likes the handle. You know, he likes that. He liked it. You know?
I definitely think Danny's going to steal this one we just got this morning.
I don't blame you, Danny. Use it for coffee. Absolutely, Danny, get that.
He got that stupid circle water bottle, so I would hear that the whole time he's drinking it. God! So please take a straw, honey. Please take a straw.
So anyway, we're neck and neck in the ice comparison between the Yeti and the Stanley Quencher. By the way, there was one little thing that we did not mention that I pointed out off mic to her earlier. The Stanley Cup is an American-made product. The Yeti, folks, is made in China.
Ooh, all you Yeti guys who had to have that Yeti to keep your ice cold for 17 years. Tough luck, pal.
Just pointing it out.
I do have some questions about your Stanley Cup collections, and that's coming up around 7:25.
All right. Jordan Davis on The Wolf.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. Saw a lady on the interwebs with a wall of tumblers. A wall of tumblers.
I'm mad about it, Dale. How much money is on your wall? I want to go back and watch the video again. And I want to count. And then I multiply it by the average price of those. And I want to see how much money's hanging on our wall.
Well, these are 45, right? They're 45.
Yes.
For the Stanleys.
The 40 ounces,
and
yeah.
I looked up the Yeti. My Yeti was a Christmas gift. One of my Christmas gifts for my kids this year. I looked it up. I think it was like 42 something. They're roughly the same price.
Right. But like... seeing that lady's thing, and I know how many times she spent the money on those. And look, I am a big, if it sparks joy,
do it,
because you only live one life. And so YOLO. I'm not hating on her if it makes her happy, but I don't get it, and I try to understand. And you know, I came back and said something because I posted this on my story, and I came back and I said something like, "Well, here I am talking smack, but I got a whole what you would consider, I guess, a collection of plants. To me, they're home decor."
Right.
So, but they're way cheaper. I have less money in my plants, and I have a ton of them.
Yeah.
Than she does on her wall with the Stanley cups.
You're comparatively speaking, because, and if you're live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Style allows you to spend the money on those cups, and you know you can afford it. See, that's the thing. I hope you're not blowing money you don't have on the cup. But if you've got the dough and it makes you happy, like Annie said, hey, go for it. You do you, boo.
Yeah, and it's like at the same time, like, is it so you can do you utilize all of them, or are they just for looks? They get dusty so easily. You're going to have to wash them every time you take one down. Are you changing them every week like you do your purse? I just need to know these things.
I have a thought on that.
Okay.
Here's what I think's going on. I think she's coordinating the color with the outfit she's wearing.
Could be true.
You know that's what's
that
happening.
Never mind. I'm going to say it. She might be coordinating that. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, and I have a ton of plants, and I am not a keeper of a lot of things. Now, my plants in my home are placed as decor, except for the bulk of them that are in the window because it's really the only sunlight I get. They're my decor, so I don't have a bunch of other stuff cluttering
Annie
up.
Annie will throw some stuff away in a minute.
To put a plant out.
Yeah.
And will. And I've stopped buying because I am at what I consider capacity.
Right.
For now, at least. But like... just, is she ever going to stop? Is it every color? She's going to try to get her hands on every single one. Like, I get that that's what a collection is, right? And for me, I don't keep anything but weight on my stomach.
Yeah, I'm collecting that. Yeah, sure.
But I do have koozies, but I'm very particular. I'm not a give me the free merch koozies because you passed by a, you know,
somebody's kiosk.
Hot tub company and right. I want a koozie. I'm not that gal. I'm a concert koozie girl, or like a special member. Like if there was a Barbie koozie at an event or something, like I would take that. But
what did I tell you the stat was earlier? That the average household has like 30 promotional items in the house.
So I guess my biggest thing is who's... I go off this saying because someone messaged me and said, oh, you should see my house and what I've got in here. And
look,
I was like,
this
what?
Collection. Yeah.
And so between like, I think she said Yetis and Stanleys. Sorry, Leslie, I'm fitting to call you out, Shorty. I'm going to go right to the Instagram message between us.
This wall I saw had at least, there must have been 40 cups
this
on
goes
it.
To say, I you know, yesterday we were talking about it, and I said, you know, there's people who collect coffee mugs, yada, yada, yada. I forgot all about the phenomenon of Ray Dunn products.
Phenomenon.
Have you seen the Ray Dunn stuff? It is, they're all like a milky white color, and they all describe what they are. Eat, cat, dog, bowl, spoon.
I have no concept of what
and
you're
it's just
about.
A lettering on the front, and it's called Ray Dunn. I don't know. I never got into that.
Am I living in a log?
I'll show you. Anyways, my friend Leslie says Ray Dunn is my biggest collection. Starbucks cups, and I have 4 Stanleys as of right now. My kid collects Funko Pops, which a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a big...
She said, I also recently jumped on the Disney bandwagon. I don't know what that... Yeah.
If you're getting on the Disney collecting bandwagon...
No, thank you. You've gone
down the black hole.
But, like, what do you have in a normal amount of? I think everybody, even people like me who say they don't collect things, when you start to think about it, you've got some minor... obsession or collection of something.
Yeah, what I'm interested in is weird stuff. What odd things are you collecting that
spoons?
People would go, whoa, why are you doing that?
I never understood the ladies who collected thimbles.
Oh, thimbles were big. I remember those, the ceramic thimbles, and you're talking, what you mentioned, spoons. Remember, you would go to a truck stop or to maybe a Buc-ee's or something, and they have these spoons from the States.
So people can collect them, quarters, all that kind of stuff. So I'm curious, what is the abnormal collection in your home? If I were to walk in, would I notice it first off? Or would it be like my koozies and my plants that hide in plain sight?
Yeah.
What is the collection you got? Who's got the biggest Stanley in the triad?
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute. I know I'm
never gonna love you again.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. That's Chase Matthew. Not an S. There's no S there. It's just Matthew. I was talking to somebody the other day. Who's that Chase Matthews guy? I said, well, first of all, it's not Chase Matthews. It's Chase Matthew. Remember that. So, anyway, good morning to you. It's 7:36 now. We're talking about these wild collections people have. What are you collecting that's weird? It's different. People are collecting these Stanley things. The lady had a wall of about 30 of them.
My friend Justice, she said that she collects pineapples, and it's definitely noticeable. Now, I know exactly where your mind went.
It did, right?
She said when people come over for the first time, they always ask me if I'm a swinger.
Right. For those of you who don't know, and I'm constantly running into people who are unaware of this, because pineapples are... the universal symbol for swingers.
Don't you hate when people take something that's used all the time and use it for something they're not supposed to?
Yeah, I know.
That's annoying. Because my friend Justice can't even enjoy her pineapples without somebody thinking she likes to enjoy other people's men.
Why are you ruining things for me?
I told her, so there's a doormat out there that says, I'm not a swinger, I just like pineapples.
Okay, I like that, though. I like that.
Our girl Nikki, she said, I collect Starbucks cups.
Nikki.
And, Bodie, which I think is her boyfriend, collects Carolina Tar Heel koozies.
All right. Look, I get both, but come on. What are you going to do with all that stuff? Where do you keep it?
Yeah, where do you keep it?
Let me tell you, man, these things are big. These things are huge.
Yeah, these Stanley cups are like even the Starbucks tumblers. I have very wide cabinets, and I can barely stack most of these, and without the straw too, because of course that won't even fit.
I'm going to say something here, and you're going to be shocked, okay? Because you know how I feel about Starbucks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have a cup that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's hard to describe. It's got like a diamond jaggedy pattern on the outside.
Yes.
It's a solid color.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's like black. I got to be honest with you, I like it.
I like it for the texture, but I couldn't walk around holding that all day.
Okay, all right. I couldn't, understand.
But I do. I like that texture. I like it a lot. She says, Nikki says she has 15 or more Starbucks cups, and she keeps them in the island.
So you have cabinetry under your island in your kitchen.
That's what it sounds like.
That's where I keep my pots and my pans. Nikki, where do you keep your pots and your pans? How do you cook?
Right. Where do you keep everything?
Yeah.
Someone said, I hate to admit it, but I don't have a Stanley. I do have a massive Starbucks cup collection. So somebody else coming in with, I just went over the messages. Someone said they collect Monopoly games, and they have 60 different Monopoly games. Where do you put them, Kimberly?
Why?
Where are they?
Must be a huge Monopoly fan.
Another person collecting Funko Pops, her name's Jessica. She also said she collects koozies from concerts, shot glasses, and the penny press. Frank, that has been a thing. If he sees one of those penny presses, he has to do it.
He's got to do it.
And if you don't know what I mean by penny press, you normally go to like a touristy place. You put a penny in and a quarter, and you spin it around. You get a flat penny. But my son loves doing those. It's cheap entertainment. But yeah, wow, y'all's collections. I do know Ray Dunn is a bunch of people. They have just so much Ray Dunn on display.
Well, you just showed it to me, and I don't know. I must have been living under a rock because I had never seen it before.
You'll see it everywhere. Every time you go to TJ Maxx and stuff, you'll see it.
But I don't. It's not something that I would do. I don't like all that writing on.
Yeah, I don't. I don't need to know that it's a cup.
I know it's a cup. But not necessarily all that.
Not hating on anybody else's collection, though, because you could hate plants or koozies, and that's what I have at home. Dale, do you have any kind of collection?
We used to collect. First of all, I've never smoked in my entire life. Neither did my ex. But we would, you know how a lot of restaurants used to have matchbooks with their thing on it?
Yes, yes.
Used to collect those and kept them in a big bowl at the house.
I don't know how I ended up with it. But somehow I had, I guess my dad collected matchbooks. He has so many cool ones. I ended up with this just old worn out bag of them. And now I've put them in their own container, like a glass candle jar where you can see them all. So I have my dad's, it's very small, but I have my dad's matchbook collection. I think that's a cool, especially if you find different ways to collect it and just to display it or keep it.
Those are mementos.
Cool. Yeah. And you don't see that a lot anymore. When's the last time you went somewhere and had a matchbook by the cash register?
I know, but those were great little mementos. I'll tell you something else that's good that's kind of cool in the memento category to collect are hotel keys, those cards. I have a friend of mine.
She kept the hotel key.
Yeah.
Put it in her purse, I guess.
That'd be good for a song.
Yeah.
We should tell somebody about it. What this guy, this friend of mine did, he's very handy, but he traveled for his job all the time, and he kept all those keys, and he made this big coffee table, and he put all of the cards, the key cards that he had, and put them on the table and put a glass over them. So now he can see all those and all those places he had been.
See, I'm more interested in not that you have a collection or you hoard things, but how you store and display them. Because why have something that you can't look at and enjoy?
Yeah.
You know, why hoard these things that are hiding in a cabinet or whatever? I don't know. I want to see what you guys obsess over.
And maybe you've got some real clever way of doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll look at it and go, whoa,
like,
that's
cool. I want to know how people are storing their koozies, because I got to have a better way to do mine.
I would think you'd be the one who come up with a cool
way. I have a cool way. I need my husband to build it.
Okay. New country. It's Neon Unions. This side of dirt.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the triad celebrating their special days today. I am just adding one more to my list, and I am ready to go. I want to celebrate you, Landon Lowry of South Boston, Virginia, who is 16 today.
Right up there on the line, on the state line.
Sweet 16. That's all you're getting from me. Allison Honeycutt of High Point having a birthday, along with Ariel Strickland of High Point. Brianna Beckner of Kernersville, shout out, girl. Happy birthday to you, boo. And she's the owner of May and Grace Booty Q.
I love downtown a booty Q, man. Love a booty Q. I've been in that booty Q.
Go shop till you drop. Give her a little birthday gift.
I got me some soap there. Some of that crazy soap.
No, that's a different one you went to. Not May and Grace. You haven't been to May and Grace. She does have soap. She's fantastic.
Well, maybe I'll buy some soap from that booty Q.
And you
nothing stopping me.
That's right. Gabe Dowdy of Winston-Salem having a birthday, along with John Perkins of Whitsitt, Kyle Mischinski of Graham, Megan Neal of Winston-Salem, Robin Sykes of Independence, Virginia.
Independence, Robin. Happy birthday, Robin. A longtime friend.
Oh, Annette Hill of Winston-Salem celebrating, along with Karen Pearson of Clemens, Anna Wells of Greensboro, Susan Williams of Thomasville, Nancy Moore of Yakinville, Joe Thrush of Burlington, Ken Winfrey of Kernersville, Hope Dalton of Ashboro, Mike Jeffries of Oak Ridge, Elena King of Lexington, Luke Davis of Whitsitt also having a birthday today. I am just double checking. Don't want to miss nobody, because y'all like to get on me when I do. All right, get your birthdays in now, so I ain't got to get yelled at when I miss it. Text me, 799-WOLF, or you can DM on Facebook at 931-THE-WOLF. And really, I don't care if that birthday is 7 months away. Send it to me right now. Let's get it on the list, okay? Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
You guys coming to town very soon. Gosh, time flies. Where's time go? All right, so a lot of people collecting stuff. A lot of people collecting stuff, and some of it's normal and some of it is not.
You know, I was thinking about growing up, I know the first collection I ever saw. We had a neighbor across the street, Miss Cindy Sink. I'm going to call her out. She's still around. I see her a lot. And we would come over and hang out with her. She had an entire room full of Raggedy Ann and Andy's.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, wow, it's a lot of the same stuff. I don't think I understood quite what a collection was or what it meant to somebody, you know. But I just remember her, she just loved them so much. And so she had a ton of them. And
does she still have them?
I don't know. I've never asked her. I need to follow up with her. I've never asked.
Cindy, do you still have those?
Yeah, if she's even out there listening. And then I remember my sister, Claire, who likes bears and all things outdoorsy, she had a rock collection, which I then stole from her. But they were all glued to paper with, like, the definition of, or, like, the description of what they were.
She was a rock hound. That's what they used to call people who collected rock hounds.
But, yeah, so I just think collections intrigue me. Like, what is it that sparks these collections for you? What makes you want to have tons of them? You know, I go back to, if it sparks joy, then I'm all about it. That's a thing. Like, it's got to spark joy. If it doesn't, why are we doing it? And so, you know, we had a couple people earlier who said they collect stuff. And one of them was our friend Nikki. And she had said that she collected Starbucks cups. Her boyfriend collected Tar Heel koozies. And then she said, I also collect concert shirts. I get one for everyone I attend, but I don't wear them. I hope to make them in a blanket one day. I like concert koozies, not concert shirts. I'm not going to spend no $35, $40 on a shirt, but I will spend a little $5 on a koozie.
Okay. How many do you have?
Over 100 at least.
Wow.
And I only keep, like, special koozies. Wedding koozies from friends. And, like, special events or concerts or cool ones. Like, I have a really cool Wrangler one. Stuff like that. I don't keep big Billy Bob Bowes Towing Trucking Company's koozies. No offense, Billy Bob. I just don't want your koozie.
Well, how do you store them or display them?
So, currently, they're in this weird little rack thing inside of a cabinet. And they're all lined up, tucked tightly together. What I would like to do is build sort of a dispensing system. So, it's made out of wood, but it has a plexiglass middle.
So, you use them.
Yeah.
As well as collect them.
Yes, but there's some of them that don't get used. We don't really use the concert ones because they're special. It's a special memento, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to have them stacked where you can kind of pull one to use it and then put it back in the top of the pile, and it's like a little dispensing system. But there, you can see them. So that's what I would like to do with mine. But I really want to know how people display their stuff. We had one lady who said that she had so many, 60 different Monopoly games. And of course, we asked her how she did that. And she goes, I have them stacked up on a dresser until my husband makes a shelf that runs the whole entire office room, I guess, for her to then display them. Someone else has said they collect shot glasses, and they sent a picture of them, and they have a cool little backlit kind of bar shelf thing, and it's got their shot glasses in there.
I just had a thought about how to display the koozies, and then the shot glasses would work too. If you have a room that has some wall space, if you cut the drywall out between all the way from the ceiling to the floor between the studs, which should be 16 inches wide.
Yeah.
If you cut that all the way out, paint the back of the back of it, put some shelves between the studs to display the cups on, then put a piece of plexiglass over the top of that to display them. That would make an interesting display.
It would, but how are you going to get all them koozies to stand up?
Well, if you build a shelf, they're going to stand on you. Unless you've crushed them, they should stand up.
Koozies? Flat koozies?
Oh, you're talking about the really inexpensive koozies.
Yeah, like literally $5 at a concert koozie.
Right.
Yeah, that's the ones I like, the ones that store flat. I want some, like, the small, skinny, but I just really like to see how people, you know, have their things. Ricky says he collects pens. He has 3 tackle boxes full of pens.
Let me tell you, pens, that's a whole subculture. I'm serious. There are some serious pen collectors.
Carla says she collects glasses from breweries. I know a lot of people who do that. Who are, you know, beer snobs. My older brother's one of them. He has tons of his IPA glasses and stuff like that.
Well, my question there is, how many of those did you buy and how many of those did you steal?
They want you to take those, Dale.
Okay, I didn't know.
They want you to take those.
Okay, thank you.
As my mother would say, And she slips it into her purse quietly. they want you to have that.
I have a friend who collects pepper mills.
What's that?
Pepper grinder.
Okay. You know what?
They for years has been taking them from restaurants.
Around
the top of the kitchen cabinets in the kitchens, a complete ring of those things.
Find collections interesting, and I think that it's like what sparked you to love them and have them, and then to continue to add to them, and the things that you can't open or touch. What's the point in that? Like, I want to know. I want to deep dive inside of the mind of the collector.
All right. Well, if you've got thoughts about that, we'd love to hear why you collect. What prompts you to collect? For me, it's just memories and mementos. Like, that's the only reason I do it.
It was always hotter than the Greeks.
Today's top three.
So something big is coming to Mebane. I bet most people know what it is just because we've kind of been talking about it here and there. But Mebane will be the home to the very first Buc-ee's of North Carolina.
Yeah, baby.
Which is very exciting.
Did you think they weren't going to approve that? Did you think that wasn't going to go through?
You know, there's always the... because of the petitions and stuff like that, you never know. But they started at, I think it was 6 p.m. and didn't end till 2 a.m. on Monday with the voting and listening to people come through. So 8 full hours, and it came out 5-0 vote.
Beaver Nuggets and the Jerky Wall coming your way.
Can't wait. And don't worry. I promise you, other than the grand opening, it may be the first week or so. You're going to see some heavy traffic or around there, or maybe getting off the exit. But beyond that, it is so spaced out and well put together. It is not going to clutter anything up.
They're excellent at moving traffic in and out, of designing those stores and the ramps and roadways that lead into them to make that traffic go smooth. Don't worry.
And let's be honest. Wouldn't you rather have something you can utilize than another big old gray concrete manufacturing facility that you can't do anything with?
Yeah, that or another UPS warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that,
another,
okay?
Amazon distribution.
We want the Buc-ee's, and we're getting it! And I'll be making a trip!
That brisket sandwich.
Gosh, I'm excited. All right. I love you. You love me.
We're a happy family.
That's right. Barney and Crocs. Together.
Get out.
My childhood.
Stop.
So adorable. It's a step into this limited edition purple clog. It's got the molded yellow toes on the front. It says, I love you, you love me text on the back strap. So one says, I love you, and the other one says, you love me. Love that.
Clever.
So nostalgic. And it's a purple outer coloring. They say it's purple, but to me, it's like a purple pink. Anyways, it's got the green inner detailing. It's decorated with the green dino spots on the heel. Those dimensional molded dinosaur toes on the front, though, have me cackling. Too funny. And it's stamped with the iconic Barney logo. And, of course, it comes with customizable gibbets, them charms.
That's those little things you can clip on to the stupid-looking shoe with the holes in it.
Do quit being so mean. For the low, low price of $69.99 or four interest-free payments of $17.50 with Afterpay.
I'd get a nice pair of shoes for that.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Well, a kind of nice pair.
They're just... If you're into the Crocs, you're collecting those. We've been talking a lot about collections today. Maybe you're a Croc collector.
If you're a Croc collector, I need to speak to you.
That's a lot of shoes.
I need to straighten your life out.
It's a lot of shoes. And then moving on, I didn't know this, but I've already put my order in, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Girl Scout cookies went on sale yesterday. Yes, favorite time of year. Insert anything that has to do with Girl Scout cookies here, except for that native brand of body washes. Nobody wants to smell like cookies.
Nobody cares. Don't do that.
And so there's no new flavors this year. It's all the classic favorites, like your Thin Mints, the Caramel Delights.
Yes, Caramel Delights, please.
Peanut Butter Patties, Adventurefuls, Caramel Chocolate Chip, the Do-Si-Dos, the S'mores, the Lemonades, the Lemon Ups, the Toasties.
What's a Lemon Up? What is that?
So the Lemonades are the one that have that delicious block of like the solid lemon flavoring underneath the shortbread.
Okay.
The Lemonades, I believe, are the ones that kind of like an Oreo cookie looking.
You mean that's the Lemon Up?
Yeah, those are the Lemon Ups. Sorry. Right. Toshiers, the Toffee-tastic, and the I always call them the trefoils, but they're, I guess, trefoils, trefoils. I don't know. Anyways, it's about $6 a box.
That's a dollar increase from last year.
Is it? I just ordered some. I thought they were $5 each.
There were $6
Dale?
Each this year. I'm sorry. That's the
Dale?
Way it is.
I did put my digital cookie order in, though. So if you want my cookie girl, she's got 489 packages left to go on her thing. And they are $5 a box, Dale.
Are they?
Yeah.
My girl is banging. She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne. Put my world on fire.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show coming next week. Officially kicking off Touch the Troops. And if you're new to the show, it's a card campaign to get cards of love and support to troops and their families, including their children.
Yeah, military kids. We want to make them, you know, put a smile on their face because they're traveling just as much as the parents are.
And yeah, we just felt like Valentine's Day is a good time to do it. It's not a Valentine's Day theme. It doesn't have to be a Valentine's Day card or needs to be. It could be any kind of card.
Yeah.
You know, hey, thanks for what you do. Hey, have an awesome year. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just words of encouragement and nice things. You just want to make people feel good. And then we're just spreading some love in general. And we are doing something a little different this year, not only adding in the military kids, which I've updated on our website, 931wolfcountry.com. Got all the info, the address to send the cards to. It's all already ready to go. So even though we're really officially kicking it off next week, you can start whenever you're ready. And you can get involved whoever you want to get involved. And that includes a lot of local businesses that want to help out. And we've had quite a few people share the word between schools and their business. And we're going to next Friday night, the 19th evening, under Park Golf Lounge in Kernersville. We'll be there making cards. If you want to come and make a card with us and hang out, talk, and you know, you can stay and make one. You can come and make 30 with me. It doesn't matter. And then I'll take care of getting them where they need to go. You just drop by, say hey, grab you a drink from their cooler, and let's hang out for a little bit.
So that's next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday at Under Par in Kernersville. And we're going to do a couple more of these as we go along. And we will wrap this up sort of right around or right before Valentine's Day. We'll wrap things up so we can go ahead and get these, make the arrangements to get the cards where they need to be. Again, it officially starts next Tuesday, but it's time to start getting those supplies. Go to Dollar Tree and load up. Best place to go.
Best place. Forget that stuff. And, you know, we've also offered this year to help save you on cost. We'll spend our works money and come with our gas and pick up the cards. And that way you got to go put a stamp on all of them. But we do say if you do have a lot and you want to mail them in, put them all in an envelope. One big envelope. They don't have to be individually wrapped. Send them on in to us.
Got a note yesterday from Alicia and the Harris girls. They were out of school yesterday, and they were making cards yesterday for the troops and the troops' children. They were doing that yesterday. What a great little project. It also makes a good project, like a sorority project, a Sunday school project, a class project.
Girl Scout troops.
Yeah.
I mean, Boy Scouts, whatever it is, you know, it's a great little service project.
And you don't have to worry about the APOs and the FPOs and all those military addresses. We'll take care of all that stuff. All you got to do is make the cards. We'll take care of it. And like she said, we're going to actually bring the Big Bad Wolf Truck and pick up a few of those.
So get to creating. Get to spreading some love.
Yeah, some of you are very crafty. Can't wait to see them. Still my favorites are the little kid cards, though. Those are the best.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes. Jumping those hills.
And they catch a good time. Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
I'm John Party with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville. I'll see you soon.
Today's keyword, cowboy. Cowboy. C-O-W-B-O-Y, cowboy.
Take the keyword cowboy and head over to 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see right there on the homepage. Enter that chance to have a totally private show with John Party.
Good luck.
93.1 The Wolf.
All right, that's it for the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. We're going to slide. Katie's coming in next. Before I get out of here, though, I wanted to tell you that if you have an iPhone and you've had an iPhone for a while, you might get a check for $92 from Apple over the whole battery gate thing where they were kind of slowing down the iPhones earlier to force you to buy something new, and they got caught and busted.
Run me my money, Apple. You already ripping me off. Run me my check.
Yeah, so $92 if you get any money, that's what it's going to be from them. Hey, in case you didn't get in that keyword this morning that I gave you at 9:30, there are more chances. 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30 today.
Katie Neal's got you next one, like Dale said, 11:30. And John Party will be on the Superstar Power Hour this afternoon.
Awesome. Have yourself a great Wednesday. Better weather today. Good news, the sun's out.
Whee!
Still got to have your waiters in a lot of places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.